From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team stayed hot last night as they beat Bassett 86-39. Kobe Morrison led the way for the Eagles with 26 points and 7 steals, while Isaac Smith added 20 points. GW is now 6-0 on the season. The Chatham girls basketball team also remained undefeated as they pulled out a tough win over Patrick County 36-30. Chikaya Jiggets led the way with 18 points for the Cavs, while Sydney Ward finished with 13. The Chatham girls are now 7-0. The Chatham boys fell to Patrick County 58-48. The Tunstall girls team picked up a win over Halifax County 53-42. Trinise Strange finished with 24 points in the win for the Trojans. Tunstall improved to 4-3 on the season with the win. The Tunstall boys fell to Halifax County 72-51. The Comets improved to 5-4 with the win, while the Trojans fell to 1-5 with the loss. The Gretna girls improved to 5-1 on the season as they beat Dan River 57-44. Ashley Myers had a season high with 21 points in the win for Gretna, while Lisa Maxey led the way for Dan River with 17. Former Virginia Tech star Michael Vick is the new head coach at Norfolk State University. Vick has never coached, but he started at Virginia Tech from 1998 to 2000 and played in the NFL from 2001 to 2015. In college basketball, number 5 Duke beat George Mason 68-47. Cooper Flagg led the way for Duke with 24 points and 9 rebounds. UNC fell to number 7 Florida in the Jumpman Invitational in Charlotte 90-84. R.J. Davis scored 29 in the loss, as the Heels fell to 6-5 on the season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.